Marty Hawk time here on a Wednesday, as we do every Wednesday at WGCL. The county councilwoman joins us, and so does Margaret Fetty. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm Mike Glasgow. Thank you for being on board. And Marty, good morning. How are you?
I am fine this morning. Waiting on the sunshine.
Let me ask you, what ended later last night? IU's basketball game or the county council meeting?
Well, the county council meeting went on until about 3 minutes ago.
There you go.
I feel like it went on forever, and there's really no excuse for some of these items to be delayed until this very last meeting. Some of the things that needed to have been accomplished and brought forward to us a month ago, for whatever reason,
is this because it's the end of the calendar year, or why is everything all of a sudden flooding the agenda?
Well, one would think that maybe there were some real reasons behind it, but I'm telling you, it felt like procrastination to me, like with the jail employees bargaining unit. The county commissioners and their staff and legal staff, I believe, could have been all over that and had that ready for us before budget hearings. But we've got what we've got now. We got through last night somehow. The problem with a meeting that goes on for that many hours, looking at that many numbers, you're really not at your best toward the end of the evening.
No doubt.
So let's cram it all in and let's just vote on it to get it done with, because that's what good government does. You know what? It's late. It's tired. Let's just put a rubber stamp on it and move it on out of here so we can all go home and go to bed.
Oh, that was my concern before the meeting ever started. When I first saw the packet, which was like the afternoon before, there was no way people could have read all 80 pages of that and understood exactly what we were looking at. And I said 80 because that's, as I remember, how many pages we had.
Wow.
However, to get to the meat of the meeting, one of the things that you might find interesting, and I have to be very cautious how I discuss this, because we're not allowed to say exactly what is going to be on that State Board of Accounts audit results. But we did put in place last evening an additional appropriation of $100,000 so the commissioners could move forward with any contractual services. They might want to remember that it's only the commissioners who can do contracts. So we put money in place so they could deal with issues that's related to some of the State Board of Accounts audit results that are expected with respect to the treasurer. In particular, the county anticipates that the State Board of Accounts will find material weaknesses in cash reconcilements, the cash book, the financial ledger, and excise transactions in the treasurer's office.
Marty, when will the actual Board of Accounts records come out that we can talk about it in the public?
Right. And what I just now said to you, I'm just repeating what has already been put online by a council president. So that's the reason why it sounded like I was reading it. It's because I was. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't repeating anything that had not already gone public here. They're supposed to have the meeting, the exit interview, on the 18th. And as I understand, it's supposed to be on the 18th. And then at that point, it should come out ready for the public to see. The reason why we cannot speak directly to exactly what is going to be on there is because there is an opportunity for these different departments to come back to the State Board of Accounts to say this is what we're going to do to correct this situation, or they could come back and say, here's why we think you're wrong, here's some other
facts. Is $100,000 a big number or a small number in the grand scheme of things when we talk about this problem, and why was that number agreed upon?
Well, we ended up having to agree to something because we won't have the opportunity to meet again, because of course we have to advertise when we're going to come into a public meeting, and the county council needs to put money in place in case the commissioners decide they want to move forward with a contract to cover these problems. And
I guess the question I didn't ask very why wasn't it $250,000? Why wasn't it $50,000?
Well, I'm just saying I think that
you think 100 is going to cover.
Somebody plucked that number out of the air to say this is. We'll put some money in there for them to at least get started.
The just-in-case fund.
That is just-in-case money. That doesn't mean to say that there's not a plan in place. It's just it was not a plan that was shared with us. I asked specifically, what do we plan to receive for this $100,000? I don't think there was a definite answer on that. But when you're facing these kinds of problems, we really need to be prepared to go clean up the mess. That's part of what I said at the meeting last night. It just makes me sick to think we're taking $100,000 out of your tax dollars to pay to clean up our mess.
I guess
and when I say our mess, I mean the county council didn't make this mess. But
you're in charge of the money to clean up the mess. That's
right.
That's what it's about.
Somebody has had to make sure that we get balanced, that we know where this money is, where it's gone, how it's being used, and so forth. So I'm hoping that we'll get all this worked out and get back on sure footing, because this is not good.
Our guest this morning is County Councilwoman Marty Hawks. She joins us every Wednesday morning just after 8:10. And, again, in last night's meetings, plenty of things going on. It was a full agenda. What were some of the key things accomplished with so many things on that agenda?
Well, the big thing that took so long was having to do with that energy conservation plan where we're going to have some infrastructure upgrades. And the commissioners have already investigated the things that need to be replaced. You know, when you have aging buildings, you have to have new systems, HVAC systems and so forth. They're even talking about some storm window kind of things for the courthouse, et cetera. So the total cost is supposed to be about $3.2 million. Half of that is already covered in this year's general obligation bond. That's an extra tax levy on your taxes. And so the question last night was, how do we go about funding the other 1.6? And so there was a plan, four different options, and we got down to where we thought, well, two of the options were the best way to go, and several of the council members thought that what they're calling pay-as-you-go, they would just lease, you know, buy it through a lease and pay it off in 10 years. But here's what happens with that. You pay it off in 10 years, the interest alone is like $260,000 more to do it that direction rather than going with a one-year bond. The one-year bond is running between $14,000 and $25,000, depending on whether or not you want to do it sooner or later. And
why are these the only two options?
Well, because the other options were not a safe way to go. There were other directions to go. So these were, if you do the long term lease,
what's
to
the
pay
advantage
for
of
something,
that?
And you're paying $260,000 more for the opportunity to do that. Both Ryan Langley, Councilmember Langley, and I thought that was not a responsible thing to do.
I don't think so either, Marty. I agree with you completely.
$200,000 or $16,000. I mean, why are we having an argument about this?
Well, because then if we do it the way it was passed, so that we're paying the $260,000 in interest, then the commissioners can go ahead and put another tax rate in place for another general obligation bond to do something else. So to me, it was like a double dip.
Why are these two tied together? Help me out with that one. If they do it one way, what opens the door for them?
Okay, we could either fund this other, over, what is it, $1.6 million, by doing another general obligation bond for next year,
And that's a
one-time
deal?
We've already paid for part. We've already had it budgeted for part of the bond that we've already put in place. Then for the following year, we could do another bond to pay for the rest of it.
And be done with it in 2 years?
And be done with it. Okay. And not be paying for 10 years.
Right.
But they're saying, but we want to have that, but we also want to have the opportunity to do another bond for something
because
else.
You don't know how much money you want to spend down the road here in a year. So, you know, that's what their point
but,
was.
But the point
it
is
it cost the county, though,
but the county's already budgeted this, right?
Part of it's been budgeted, the 1.6 has already been budgeted, and we've already put a tax in place to cover that. Then there were those of us who thought that the other 1.6 should also be in the form of, once that obligation bond is paid off, put in another one to pay for the other 1.6 rather than pay over 10 years and pay $260,000.
I don't see the 10-year. What's the advantage to the 10-year? What am I missing on that? Why would someone even bring that to the table and say this is a good idea?
Because if you do it that way, that leaves
legally?
The opportunity.
Legally, you can't do multiple general
Well, that's what I was trying
bonds.
To get at. There we go.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
You got to remember, you're speaking to me, Marty, and most of our listeners are smarter than I am. I understand that, but we've got to. We can't be doing, you know.
There's only so
400
many.
Level
you
economics on this program.
You can only do one of those a year, isn't that
Thank
correct?
You. Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's
here's,
all right.
Here's we're only allowed to do one general obligation bond in this particular instance under $2 million without having the opportunity for a lot of remonstrance. So that can just pretty much just go through smooth sailing. Now, it doesn't mean that we still couldn't have a certain percentage of taxpayers come
sure.
forward and say they don't like any of the levies.
But if it's over $2 million, there's a whole lot of different hurdles
of other,
and red tape you got to jump over.
Right, you got to go through more hoops. So there's more emphasis to say, okay, let's put in this $2 million bond every year. But rather than want to do that for this project, they're thinking, okay, we'll do the lease on this project, and then we'll still have that opportunity to do the $2 million bond for something else. So,
gotcha. So they want that 1.6 out of the way so they can open the door for anything under $2 million moving
correct.
Forward.
Right.
There we go. All
but
right.
But it also costs another $260,000
over the time.
To do that over the time, and we've already seen that we're using up part of our CUME cap to pay for the parking garage over time. Now we're doing this over time, so we could really suck up
You're
a
leveraged.
Lot of our regular revenue that we count on.
Well, how are you going to pay for the new library if you do all this?
Well, now the new
and
library.
Where is the new branch that they're talking about?
Well, they say it's going to be in the southwest part of the county. They have not identified a spot. And they've made it clear that they'll wait to see what citizens say they want. I've heard from some people just a storefront kind of a thing or a cooperation kind of thing with
like
some
a,
other
except
entity.
Except
like
for
a satellite
if you're
branch?
Going to purchase land at $500,000, I don't think so.
Well, I'm just saying that here's some of the options. And so it will be an opportunity for people to go to the library board to say, here are some of the options we would like. Maybe what we would just really like is more of a kind of a drive-through kind of thing. Or maybe we really want to see a full-service library. They presented to us that they think that the public will want something very similar to the Oldsville Library. So, and it's and the operational cost of the Elsa Library is about $500,000 per year. So my concern was that
yeah, building it's one thing; it's funding it the rest of the time.
Right. So that was I did ask those questions. That seems to be not very polite to ask questions of the library because everybody loves the library, but. Still, it's our
well, it shouldn't place. Be an unlimited money pool where they just stick their hand out and you fill it up with cash.
Well, people have to ask these.
Well, you can't do that. You'd be out of business if you do that.
It's time that we all question every penny that's spent because we can't afford not to do it. And so...
Well, we'll do it again next Wednesday. How about that?
Okay. Oh, I realize we are out of time.
Yeah, well you just like your meeting. When you got a full agenda, we've got to translate it here, and sometimes...
and you, it sounds like you still have plenty more to talk about, so hopefully
exactly
we
right.
can cover
it. Put it on your news
week.
And notes. Are you meeting next week?
Oh, I do not think so, but we
want to meet with you here. How about that?
I will be here.
Okay, so keep your list of stuff that you need to get to, and we won't have next Tuesday's meeting to knock us off track. We'll have everything that we need to cover before the end of 2014. How does that sound?
Thank you very much.
Marty Hawk, county councilwoman, joins us every Wednesday morning. Hey,
just get that wallet out, Glass. You just are going to be just peeling.
Margaret
off
looked
the
at me before
dollars.
The segment started and said, "Hey, what are we going to talk about today?" And I threw out a couple things. She goes, "Where did you get that from?" And I said, "I just talked to Marty. She just called in the show." Well, you can read, you can follow along in some places online and other things. You might not find all this stuff. We're happy you tune in and listen here because you can hear what's going on.
You have to follow Marty, and there is a few places online, but boy, it's just, it's really sad how little we get in anywhere
else. Well, you know,
it
was a late meeting. We just didn't have time to put it all in
there. Yeah, I guess so.
We'll deal with it next time.